Have you ever loved something so fiercely that when other people see it in any sort of negative light, you just don't understand how they could possibly see it that way? That's me with my sister Bailey. Bailey has, without a doubt, made me who I am today and has already helped shape who I will become. I see her as having a halo around her auburn hair and a smile that could light up a universe. Her laugh is contagious, and her strength and courage radiate from every pore. Usually, when someone describes another person as perfect, you think of the beauty pageant girl who was the homecoming queen, has fake white teeth, and long flowing hair. That's not my sister, though, and yet to me, she might as well look like that, because in my eyes, she's perfection. My sister is severely physically and mentally disabled. When people see us in public, they just openly stare as if we can't see them. All they see is a girl with scoliosis that's so bad she's permanently bent over, crooked teeth, a short boy cut, and tiny feet that are never covered by shoes being pushed in a wheelchair or large stroller. I don't see this. I see an absolutely beautiful girl that has defied every odd and has made me grow up faster than most people could imagine. Bailey is quadriplegic, meaning she cannot use her arms or legs. Although she can't speak, she's deaf in one ear, blind, is fed by a feeding tube, and to top it all off, she has the mental capacity of a 9-month-old. People see this list and hear that she was only supposed to live until she was 2 years old and then 5 years old and tell me they're so sorry. I'm not sorry. She's the best thing that could ever happen to my family. So when the day came that all of that almost disappeared, it was a shock to my system. My sister has been in and out of the hospital her whole life. We got to know the hospital staff well and lived in her room for the weeks that she was there. She always came home and was weak for a while, but she would eventually rally and all was back to normal. Not this time, though. She wasn't doing well. It was snowing, and we felt we couldn't transport her back to the hospital ourselves. That's when the ambulance was called. There were no crazy lights and sirens like in an action movie. My mom told them that was unnecessary because she just needed a ride there, and we didn't need to wake up the whole neighborhood. In all of the rushing around, trying to get ready for her departure with my parents, I never took the time to truly look at her since well before the call. So, when the paramedics wheeled her out on the gurney and I saw her, I could barely hold myself together, but I knew I had to, or else I'd scare my dad, and he was the one supposed to be riding with Bailey. He didn't need to be distracted worrying about me, too. Right when the front door closed, my mom looked at my eyes and asked her famous question, "Do you want to cry?" I replied with a slight nod of my head as the tears began to flow down my cheeks uncontrollably. My mom and I sat on the stairs next to each other, and she just held me while my whole world felt like it was crumbling and my heart was being ripped out of my chest. That's when I felt my mom's body shaking, so I looked up and she was crying too. Now I really lost it. My mom is the rock in my family, and by that, I mean I could count how many times I've seen her cry on one hand, and typically it's over the death of a family member. So when I saw that, I felt like it was all over. We sat there crying, and eventually I looked up at her and told her why this hospital trip affected me so much. I choked out, "Mom, she wasn't there." My mom looked at me questioningly, because obviously she was in our house just minutes ago. I tried to explain in between sucking in big gulps of air by saying, "I looked at her eyes, and she wasn't there." My mom nodded in understanding. When Bailey looks at you, there's this light in her eyes that is unmatched by anything else. That light was gone. She looked pale, and her face was blank. She was tired and sick and weak. My mom continued to hold me as we both came to the realization that the end seemed to be closer than we thought. She ended up fighting through it all and defying the odds yet again somehow. She's as happy as can be, but it was a long road to get here. She was in the hospital for such a long time that my mom decided my teacher should know what was going on in case I wasn't paying attention or forgot about some homework assignment from being distracted by Bailey. I was upset because what I figured would happen did. I understand that they were just trying to be nice and cared, but I didn't want to be treated differently by my teachers. Some days, school was an escape from the fact that I was basically living alone. Then one day, the first semester classes ended and the new ones began. I only had one class that was switching. I went from gym to creative writing. I thought it would be no big deal, but everything seemed dumb to me at that point. The light in my eyes was gone, just like Bailey's, and I was almost never truly happy. The class began and the first couple days weren't too bad, but then we started really writing, not just little things on scrap paper, but truly writing. That's when I realized everything I was writing sounded like some version of my life. My writings were fictional to a point, names were changed and small details were different, but the heart of every story was the same. They were about my life, and it felt amazing. I wrote out how I felt, but was able to hide also behind the story for when the class would read it. Then came the memoir to record. I thought it would be easy, but it wasn't. I sat in the hall next to Potter every day and poured myself out onto the page and let my eyes fill with tears. When I finally read my story, I felt a weight lift off of my chest. I was able to breathe again. Creative writing, a class I took to fill an elective spot, helped me through the hardest time of my life. I was able to express myself in a way that I didn't even know I could. Thank you, Mr. Mooney. You helped me through the end of the year more than you will ever realize.